Welcome. I'm so glad you were guided here. And my guess is that if you are here, perhaps you're feeling like a fraud personally or in business or as a leader. Maybe you're feeling negative emotions that are blocking you from moving forward. Are you constantly unproductive? Or do you have this deep knowing that you are meant for more and you're not really where you want to be in life right now? Maybe you're questioning if this is all there is to life, or doubting whether or not you are enough. Many people with imposter syndrome spend time daydreaming about doing something else, but they're too exhausted or distracted to take inspired action. And they're often flooded with constant doubt, fear, dread, and an overwhelming uncertainty about the future. These feelings of being an imposter are very common amongst people who have achieved, quote, success, but have not yet fully aligned with their highest destiny, purpose, or true place in the world. So I just invite you to take a moment to settle into the awareness of where you do feel successful, and if alongside your current success, you're experiencing any of the symptoms outlined here. And I want to reassure you that all of these feelings and experiences are normal within our heroic human experience. And that you also have a pre-authored, predetermined, high destiny that was designed in detail by your soul before you incarnated into this lifetime. And it is your higher self's important mission to listen to the call of your sacred heart so that you can align with your highest and best self, your destiny, and a beautiful expansion into your greatest soul expression and truth for personal fulfillment, but also as a leader in our world to have a tremendous impact on humanity. Take a moment now to get comfortable, dropping into your heart space. And just see if you can hear your soul's call. In order to break free from imposter syndrome, you need to make yourself a priority and expect more of yourself, with love, of course, so that you can move into inspired action. So I commend you and congratulate you for showing up here. And invite you to drop into the intention of reclaiming your highest destiny now. Before we do the clearing, we'll do prep to work, which is a request to High Self Spirit to create a direct connection with Source, so that we can clear any blocks or interference, or perhaps any attachments of extra or other souls. So we ask, High Self Spirit, please clear all blocks, interference, and extra souls, any negative motivations, beliefs, perceptions, and judgments that no longer serve. Opening all who are here to the Holy Spirit and the highest form of crystalline, pure consciousness for direct healing and the manifestation of more. Clearing all codependent patterns, any addiction, double addiction, oppression, suppression, and control, please clear and align us with a direct path to spirit now. And high self spirit, please close all openings and cracks through which any of these blocks and interference originate. I'm bringing down a beautiful gold white light from spirit and a blue ray of protection from the archangels. And we ask now for a direct connection to spirit with the high frequency energies of unconditional love, innocence, wisdom, presence, freedom, and victory. And I invite you to feel into the awareness of all of these energies coming down from spirit through your crown, all the way down to your low belly, and taking a deep breath into your low belly. And with your exhale, taking all of these energies down through your legs, through the bottoms of your feet, all the way down to the center of the earth, with the energies of groundedness, stability, and focus. And just anchoring your awareness around the heart of beautiful Mother Earth, and feel the heaviness of your body upon the earth and the support available to you here. Take another nourishing breath all the way back up from the heart of spirit through your feet, legs. Another sip of air at your lower belly. And with the exhale, dropping further into your body and exhaling your awareness all the way back up through your body, through your crown, all the way up to the seventh dimension and womb space or void to the heart of spirit, where we can be reborn anew as a creative force in the divine expression of your own unique spiritual essence. So with another breath into the heart of the spirit, and on your exhale, feeling into yourself as an extension from spirit as gold white light. And just allow that creative force and spiritual essence to cascade back down from spirit, all the way down through your crown. And as it comes through your crown, just holding the intention that we're clearing all attachments and any conscious control, and settling gently right in the center of your heart for a connection with your highest and best self through your heart chamber now. And taking a few unifying breaths of white light through your heart space, activating your higher self with a direct path to the heart of spirit and a direct path to the heart of Mother Earth. And take a few restful breaths and settle deeper and deeper into the knowing of your heart space. And into a deep remembrance as yourself with one with spirit. And just affirm if we're prepped to work. Spirit's just integrating, so take a few moments to just really settle into that. Again, through your heart space with the intention of activating your highest destiny for more health, peace of mind, alignment, and prosperity. Bringing your awareness into this intention, with a direct connection to spirit, and spirit's beginning to show us right away that there are blocks to the positive expression of kindness with respect to this intention. So we're reminded here right away to be kind with ourselves. And we ask High Self Spirit now to please clear and remove all blocks to the positive expression of kindness on all layers and levels of consciousness above and below the soul. And High Self Spirit, please download the most divine expression of kindness available to us now. And I invite you to say to yourself gently, yes, please, thank you. Yes, please, thank you. And open and allow to the high frequency energies of kindness. And allow them to just flow down upon you from the Holy Spirit. The deep remembering that you have the right to receive and be kindness. Just downloading for support. Often spirit will start by clearing darker, denser energies. So spirit's really amplifying this need for kindness right now. So just take a moment to review perhaps where you haven't been kind to yourself. And perhaps if it were a friend who were treating you the same way or themselves the same way, what kind advice might you give them? And just allow all that kindness to come back to you. And from this newfound kindness, Spirit is showing me that you're currently, and you being anyone who's been guided to this call, that you're clearing blocks to changing your life expression. So the desire is there. You've found your way here. You want to change your life expression, perhaps from this imposter syndrome or any sense of feeling fraudulent, stuck, or not enough, or doubtful, or fearful. And wanting to move into the expression and alignment of your highest destiny and truth. And Spirit's showing me that the love of the light forces and the Holy Spirit consciousness will and can change your life with a dedication to spiritual practice and an alignment with your highest and best self. The moment we start seeking spirit and an ever-expanding truth, the light forces will begin to work with and for us. And bringing into mind that we each have individual needs and that we need to be persistent and faithful in our search for the truth and the light. A reminder that this is a process. There are many things to come through for you. And may you receive them one step at a time. And with this awareness, I invite you to bring your attention to your third eye. Spirit reminds us that if you can see it, you can have it. Again, dropping into your intention within the presence of spirit for the awakening of miracles. Bringing into your third eye the vision, the imagination, and the creative process of your highest truth. Can you see what you are doing? Who are you with? Just trust what wants to come through. How do you feel Allow yourself to see the full story. Or perhaps it's just your next step into alignment with your highest and best good. And from your third eye, take a deep breath down to your throat space where you can claim this dream. Perhaps write a goal in your mind's eye. The clearer the intention, the clearer the goal, the clearer the support available to you as spirit. Take another deep breath down into your heart space and feel into what you love about this destiny, your purpose and newfound place in the world. Who are you serving and what is your why? Bringing your awareness down to the solar plexus, feeling into any inspired action you can take from this inspired place. What's one small step you could take now? Another breath, dropping into your sacral chakra. This is the embodiment of your emotional self or inner child. So taking a moment to reassure your inner child that you're here to guide her to her highest and best good with kindness, and see if you can touch her with the kindness available to you here. What does she need? What are her preferences? What are her desires? Just allow those to be activated. With another nourishing breath, dropping right down into your root with the reminder that it is safe to drop into this truth in physical form. With another inhale, exhale your destiny all the way down to the ground and center of Mother Earth. And trust that it is held here with support, taking another beautiful nourishing breath all the way back up. And with your exhale, releasing it in all directions to the care of spirit. And trusting it is done, it is done, it is done. And just take a few breaths of illumination and light through the heart space. And with each exhale, filling your whole energy field from the heart center of your higher self all the way to spirit. And all the way down to the earth, activating your heaven on earth with love and light. And within this illumination of pure consciousness and crystalline truth, spirit showing us that there's a susceptibility running at this time to dark forces that are blocking your creative force. So as this light comes in, we can see where the blocks are. I just invite you to scan your physical body, your emotional self or inner child, your mental aspect of self, soul and spiritual aspects of self as a multi-dimensional being, and feel into any denser energies or areas and send the illuminated light, gold white light, to these denser areas. And spirit showing me that there's especially two dark forces blocking your creativity at this time, one being fear. So a reminder that fear is just false evidence appearing real, and that all fears are illusions. I invite you at this time to bring any fears to mind or to your full bodied awareness. And just presence these fears and the tension that accompanies them in the presence, kindness, and love of spirit. and sit with them long enough until they start to shift a little bit. Spirit also indicates that there's a dark energy or susceptibility to the energy of injustice. So perhaps you're feeling into where you compare yourself to others or see things as unfair. So probably mingled in with all that fear, or perhaps as part of that fear, you're experiencing a dense or dark energy that's distracting you from your truth by focusing on a specific person or situation that feels unfair. I'll just invite you to bring that to mind as well. Spirit's asking you to run what Spirit calls the telltales. Just let all the negative stories run that you tell yourself. All the things you're afraid of, and all the things that feel unfair. We ask High Self Spirit to clear all fear. Clearing all fear from all subconscious, conscious minds and all compartments. All layers, all levels, all depths, above and below the soul. And clearing all injustices, all things, people, situations that feel unfair. Please clear, remove, and send to proper place. Release all fear and injustice to the care of Spirit now. And I just invite you to drop further and further into your sacred heart, within the care and kindness of Spirit, and see if you can use your free will to just choose to let the fears and all injustices wash away to the care of Spirit. High Self Spirit, please clear and remove them to proper place. Spirit showing me now, it's like Spirit's taking us all the way back up to Spirit, to the higher level blocks. Again, probably before incarnation, where your soul experienced blocks to the fine tuning of your consciousness. And we give the soul permission to recreate itself here and now. And we ask the divine hierarchy to clear any factors or ideas that were created during the soul's creative process, because these can have a lasting effect on our individual expression in each lifetime. And we ask that these factors and ideas be nullified so that your soul can return back up the spiritual ladder from any soul learning to spiritual knowing. So it just speaks to the process of moving through with support and kindness the soul lessons before you with ease, so that you can return to the illumination of the Spirit. Just allow that to integrate. And clearing any blocks to the octaves of learning for any particular learning needs of your individual soul at this time. Let me just take your awareness all the way back from any of this darkness, separation from self, all the way back from the fears and the injustices. All the way back through your heart to your higher all-knowing self, all the way back up the spiritual ladder to the new paradigm of love and above, raising your vibrational frequency up, up, up to love and above. Just feel into that alignment with Spirit and pure consciousness for clarity. Up, up, up. Please raise the vibrational frequency to love and above, clearing all factors or ideas that were introduced before incarnation during the soul's creation process. Moving you from darkness right back to the light. So now we're all the way back up here at the level of spirit, or the new one paradigm of love and above, where your soul was in this pre-programming space. And it's showing me that the soul qualities of recreation and play were blocked at the level of spirit. High Self Spirit, please show us what negative energies or discordant patterns are blocking the soul qualities of recreation and play. Spirit's indicating that the energies of complaining, helplessness, unworthiness, envy, doubt, low self-esteem, and unforgiveness are currently running and blocking your soul qualities of recreation and play. We ask High Self Spirit to please clear. Clear all complaining, helplessness, unworthiness, envy, doubt, low self-esteem, and unforgiveness from all layers, all levels, all depths, above and below the soul, all conscious, subconscious minds, and all compartments. And I welcome you to just feel into these energies in your physical, emotional, mental, soulful, or spiritual aspects of self. And use your free will to release them to the care of spirit now. And see if you can feel into the soul qualities of recreation and play return to your sacred heart. Still clearing. Clearing all complaining, helplessness, unworthiness, envy, doubt, low self-esteem, and unforgiveness. Spirit's indicating that the unforgiveness is quite dense, so I just invite you to feel into your awareness where you may be holding on to any unforgiveness of self and or others. High Self Spirit, is there anything that's preventing us from forgiving? Please show us what's preventing us from forgiving. A lack of forgiveness, Spirit is showing me, is implying that as a collective, we're having difficulty seeing the lessons available to us here. Please show us what's blocking the unforgiveness. Spirit indicates that an intolerance of others is blocking our creative force and our highest divine blueprint. So I invite you to bring to mind anyone you're experiencing the energies of intolerance with. It might be a person or situation. Please bring to mind. And we ask High Self Spirit to give this person a rose, the most beautiful rose you've ever seen. We ask High Self Spirit to scan your physical, emotional, mental, soulful, and spiritual aspects of self for all intolerance on all layers, all levels, all depths, all conscious and subconscious minds, and all compartments. Clearing all intolerance now. And we ask to be pardoned and forgiven for our intolerances. And we place all of these intolerances and any others involved into a court of atonement where all things can be cleared and pardoned at the point of origin now. Releasing all intolerance. For deep forgiveness to take birth in your sacred heart. Hi, Self Spirit, please show us what energies will bring in newfound resources to return to self and source with love and tolerance. Spirit's indicating that a refocus on self as source within your own desires will release all others from your own intolerance of them. So see if you can pivot now deep within your sacred heart and feel into your own desires, your own preferences, what you want, and what you hope for. High Self Spirit, please clear any blocks to the positive expression of desire. Please download newfound enthusiasm and deep respect for self, courtesy for self, and dignity for self. And on the wings of these energies, downloading strength to persevere. And just allow all of these energies to come down upon you from the Holy Spirit now. All upon the wings of reverence and composure, presencing yourself within this reverence and grace. Staying present to your deepest desires and the light and love and kindness available to you here, with a deep trust that as you practice and cultivate allowing these energies to move in through and around you, they will burn back all fears, all injustices, and all that feels intolerable, providing you with the forgiveness of self and all others at this time. So that you can step into your purpose, your cheerfulness, enthusiasm, success, and happiness. Deep breath into your lower belly. And exhale all of these energies now. Courtesy, self-respect, dignity, creativity, desire. Desire, desire, desire. And on the wings of your desire, you will move into your purpose and your highest destiny with cheerfulness, enthusiasm, success, and happiness forevermore. We ask High Self Spirit to please clear anything else without research that can support all listeners here to come into more clarity and understanding and truth for alignment with self and source. In the highest and best and all that is available to you now. May you overflow with blessings of health, peace of mind, success and prosperity. There is great fortune for you here. Namaste.